But now back to brain research and our fourth top scientist, introduced as ever by Natasha Mitchell.
Joining us is someone in a field really close to my heart, biomedical and materials engineering, which is where I started out before radio. Dr. Chiara Brueggemann, lecturer in biomedical engineering, School of Engineering at the ANU. She hails from Canada, where she studied nanotech engineering and chemistry, did her PhD in the Lab of Advanced Biomaterials at the ANU, and now she wants to fill your brain with drugs, but only if you've had a stroke or a neurodegenerative disease. I'll let you explain. Take it away, Chiara.
Okay, thanks, Natasha. So apologies, I don't really want to fill all of your brains with drugs. I do want to design a material that can get therapeutic drugs into damaged brain tissue and get the right drug at the right time to the right spot. So our brains all have a blood-brain barrier that prevents a lot of drugs from getting into the brain from the bloodstream. So a straight-up IV delivery isn't really going to work. And even if it could, it's not necessarily going to get to just the spot that you're looking for. So if you deliver drugs through an IV, they'll kind of go to all of your brain rather than just the damaged part of your brain. And if we're talking about drugs that are designed to initiate regrowth of brain tissue, we want that to only go to the damaged part of the brain, not to other parts of the brain. So that's a bit of a problem. It's a bit tricky. But as all of our mothers have told us, every problem is an opportunity in disguise. So this is where we're going to take a step back and say drugs aren't enough. So if we're talking about rebuilding brain tissue, we also need something that's actually going to become that brain tissue. We need cells. And for us in regenerative medicine or tissue engineering, those cells are stem cells. Now, stem cells are basically tiny teenagers. They're full of potential. They can do anything they want, but they're lazy. They need motivation and support. So the first step for us is to create an environment that supports stem cells and encourages them to become brain cells specifically. So we need to create an environment that mimics healthy brain tissue because, again, like teenagers, stem cells are very susceptible to peer pressure. So if you put them in an environment and trick them into thinking everything around them is behaving a certain way, is a particular type of tissue, they'll try to fit in. They just want a nice, normal life. So if you can trick them into thinking they're in a healthy brain, then they will become new healthy brain cells, which is great. So we engineer materials on the nanoscale to mimic the properties of healthy brain tissue. And then we stick some stem cells into that material and stick that material into your brain, and you get pretty good recovery. So we've seen just putting in stem cells alone after a stroke in a rat brains, we don't experiment on humans yet, we get about 44% recovery in terms of cortical atrophy, so just the amount of dead tissue in your brain from just stem cells alone. So that's pretty good. Stem cells, you know, like teenagers, they do something. But if we put them inside the brain in our brain mimicking, supportive, encouraging material, that goes all the way up to 66%. And if we include in that some drugs, some promoting brain cell growth drugs, we can get that all the way up to 85%, which is great, but there's still a bit of room for improvement. And that's where we're fine-tuning the drugs aspect. So with drugs, you don't want everything all at once. Maybe you do, but what you do with your weekends, that's up to you. For your brains and brains recovering from stroke, you want to get particular drugs at particular times, and you don't always want everything right away, which means that we need to sort of be able to smuggle some drugs that we know we're going to want a week later into that material when it gets implanted right away. So we'll put some drugs in that we need right away, some other hidden sneaky drugs that need to be delayed in when they reach the cells and the surrounding tissue. So I'm developing some multi-component materials where each component mimics a different aspect of healthy brain tissue and is loaded with a different drug. And we can end up with that drugs on your brain now and drugs on your brain a week from now, which is great because, you know, you got to pace yourself with brain drugs. So woo, that is How to Fix a Brain in 5 Minutes by Chiara Brueggemann.
Thank you, Chiara, top five scientist. So you see all these overlapping cultures, science and art, brain biology and engineering. Chiara's from the Australian National University,